Blog Talk Radio.
It's too young to be on that bridge. It's too young to be sitting on the edge. Too young to be on the edge. You're too young.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and the romantic novel, Love in the Blizzard of Life. Creator of the life-changing 30-day love challenge and the upcoming Sexual Reawakening Virtual Summit. Do you have some issues going on in your relationships where you're successful in all areas, but somehow not with your relationships? Well, today we have a special guest that will help with that. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. So today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Cindy Olin. She has created the Successful Woman's Guide to Meet and Marry Her Man. Pretty powerful. Cindy has been studying love and relationships for as long as she can remember. She was always the girl that everyone came to, helping friends get dressed for a date. She also has a passion for and a background in fashion. And she was always being asked for advice on what to say and what to do. Growing up as an only child, Cindy always wanted to understand men. She often jokes that she used to wear man repellent, and I think a lot of women do. After college, Cindy worked with a relationship development center studying Mars and Venus philosophies and facilitating workshops to help women develop a deeper understanding of men so they could fulfilling relationships. As a high-end matchmaker, Cindy has coached and worked with hundreds of people, women and men, to find their happily ever after. In her own words, I teach what I need most, and I know we all need this. So seeing the need that women and men have to develop a long-term loving connection, she has been instrumental in guiding people to break some of these relationship patterns that stop you from finding and keeping love, to actually meet the right partner for you, to develop communication skills that'll make it easier to connect, and to understand how to save relationships and marriages once you run into problems and create a stronger bond and long-term connection. So I'm happy to be welcoming you, Cindy Olin.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today, Dr. Erica. It's just such an honor, and thank you for the really wonderful introduction, too.
You're welcome. So I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, a little bit about your background. I always ask people to tell about their background, you know, in your own words. But then we'll get into, you know, what you have learned about women and men, that whole situation that we're all struggling with.
Relationships, yes. That one little thing, yeah. So my background, gosh, you know, like you mentioned, I have been studying love and relationships really since I can remember. And one of the things that I, you know, background fashion, I also developed a high-end side of a matchmaking company. That's, you know, it's been in a company for a really long time. So I developed a high-end side of their business. And what I found is that I would match up really amazing people, amazing women, amazing men, and they would end up talking to me and talking themselves out of the relationship in some way using self-sabotage. So I was coaching people around how to get out of their own way in relationships, see their blocks, see what was holding them back from really opening up to intimacy and true love that they really desired. So I did that. I had, you know, and I had been, you know, being, you know, I mentioned, you know, that I used to wear man repellent. Well, it's true. I would literally, when, you know, this was years ago, I'm dating myself a little bit, but I would, you know, I'd get dressed up for dates in my teens, my 20s, and I would literally have the same experience over and over again. I would go out on a date or two with a man, and he, or a guy, I should say, and he would literally run for the hills. And part of the reason, what I figured out is, one, the only common denominator in my relationships with me, it couldn't be all them. Was it just picking men that were emotionally unavailable or didn't want a relationship? And the problem was is that I wanted a relationship so badly that all I could see was my need for wanting a relationship. I didn't care about the guy in front of me. I mean, I cared if I thought he was cute and seemed to have some of the, a couple of the qualities, you know, on the first date, because you don't know them. Then
right.
I was all of a sudden envisioning us walking down the aisle together and living our lives happily ever after with a white picket fence and, you know, 2.5 kids and dogs. And it just wasn't really, you know, I feel so blessed that that happened because it, I'm a seeker and I always have been. So I was like, okay, so what can I do differently? And I worked mm-hmm. with a number of mentors in the love arena, you know, going to reading tons of books, going to workshops, working with these mentors, and really developing, you know, learning how to understand men, learning how to understand myself, and what, you know, what I really wanted in this area. And meanwhile, developing me, what do I have to offer? So it's you know, it's really, I don't think we ever stop learning or growing. And, you know, relationships are a lifelong journey of, you know, of growth and uncovering new and interesting things about us. And you know, also can be a real source of, you know, being scary. I didn't know how to be vulnerable. I didn't know how to open up because I was really scared of not being the what I thought the perfect version of myself should be, the ideal woman,
mm-hmm.
which, and I know you and I have even discussed this before. It's,
yes,
you know, it's just, I didn't even know who my authentic self was and that was okay to be. For a really long time, because I thought, oh, a man must want a woman to be X or perfect or, you know, perfect body, say the perfect thing. And while some of those things are great and good, the guy does fall for you, it will probably not last because he doesn't really know who you are. And
that happens so often.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people,
time.
Men and women. They put
yep.
on a good front and they can do it for a long time and then they get married and a few years later when the excitement wears off, the real person is there. You can't keep it
right.
up indefinitely.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and you made a good point about, you know, people are really discovering themselves and really deep, fulfilling, loving relationships, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70s. And a lot of it's just because of deeper self-awareness and emotional maturity. I mean, I know my friends that got married in their 20s, they're, you know, some of them, you know, have survived really good rough patches. Other ones didn't, because they became two totally different people, or they weren't the same people to begin with, right?
And I saw something else recently. Two people that have been married a long time, you get so irritated by the things that bother you. You've seen it so many times, and the other person doesn't do it the way you want. But if something should happen to one of them when the love is there and the companionship has been there, if they lose that person, they will be saying all the wonderful things that that person did, because they'll remember that. So why not say it while they're there?
Oh, it's so true. It's, you know, really having, you know, the gratitude for the other person within the confines of the relationship. And, you know, one of the things that I would encourage all your listeners to do and is to, you know, either write down two things that you're grateful for with your partner, or if you're not
That's
in a
true.
Relationship, every single day. And sometimes it's hard to dig into that on some days. But when you stay conscious of that, it's interesting because your partner starts to show up differently. And it's a beautiful thing. And if you are not in a relationship and you desire that loving, connected relationship, I mean, there's several things that I really recommend you doing. But, you know, one of the things is to go to that gratitude list and say, what am I grateful for in my life right now? What am I happy about? Because, you know, men, you know, for tonight, you know, I'm assuming we're talking to a lot of ladies, but the men out there would certainly agree. They love happy, grateful women.
Absolutely.
Healthy men do, I should say. Because of the fact that they know if she's happy, he's got a good shot at making you happier. But if there's this, you know, attitude, or he doesn't do this right, or, you know, they're nitpicking on the things that, in the real grand scheme of things, doesn't really matter. He's 5 minutes late to the date. He didn't open up one door for you out of, you know, the 10 times that he's already done it. But if you focus on those things, they begin to grow.
Absolutely.
And, you know, instead of focusing on the things that you're grateful for.
So I have a few questions. Like, where should a woman go to meet a quality man? You know, that's an issue for a lot of people. They can't even meet somebody. So what do you recommend?
That's a really good question. I mean, men are everywhere. Outside your door.
That's true.
You know, and I know that sounds really simple, and some people will be like, oh, whatever, lady. But it's true. And one of the things you can do, I believe Cupid's arrow is everywhere, waiting to strike. So
I like that.
It's true. And so it's really about being present when you're out in public. So if you go to your local coffee shop or, you know, Starbucks, pizza, whatever you do on a daily basis, or you go to Whole Foods or whatever, put that phone away and just look at people around you. Smile. Engage. If you go to some place on a regular basis, smile and engage with the people around you, with the baristas. I'll tell you a little story. I used to, there were two Starbucks I used to frequent. I was a regular. They knew my name. I went there every day, sometimes twice a day. And the Starbucks, the one Starbucks was, you know, downstairs from a building that I used to work in. And so I'd go there for a little coffee. I'd always chit-chat with everyone. And I did exactly that. I didn't have my phone in front of me most of the time. I would look around. I'd smile and engage at people. I would even just, you know, I remember one time there was a gentleman in front of me, and he was so stuck to his phone and his email, whatever he was into. And I said, wow, it must be really important. And he kind of turned, he startled him, and he goes, he started laughing because he realized, oh, my goodness, you know, here I am, mm-hmm. you know, just not stopping. And so we live in a world that a lot of times people are very disconnected. And technically, we're more connected than ever through email, Facebook, LinkedIn. I mean, men are everywhere.
So when
I was talking about the story, go back to Starbucks, what happened to me is I would get approached by men regularly. I would have a guy, oh, I see you in here all the time. Hey, would you like that coffee? Would have lunch? And at that point in time, I was just saying yes, because I was really open to bringing that in. And it was a bit of an experiment for me and for the people that I work with. And it, you just never know. High traffic areas are good areas to go. If you're in a business area around, if you're in a business area, area where there's a lot of businesses, go to some of those places for lunch, even mm-hmm. research happy hours. I know it sounds silly. I'm in San Diego. There's an area in San Diego, so anyone that's listening, I've done research on this. And it's called UTC La Jolla. It's right smack dab in the middle. There's a ton of businesses there. And I did research that, first of all, per capita, there are more men in that area than the rest of San Diego, and more businessmen in that area.
How interesting.
And I was like, oh, gosh, this is even interesting. So get to a happy hour or go join the gym right there. And I'll take that a step further. You know, not just joining the gym, going to work out on the elliptical or treadmill, because that's still pretty isolating. But if you join group classes like CrossFit, Orange Theory Fitness, or even group classes in 24-hour fitness, you will get connected to people. And especially if mm-hmm. you go to a class that you like, you will start to meet different people. And lo and behold, it becomes more of a social thing too. And because, you know, people that are up to the same things are doing some of these things. Go to meetup groups. Meetup groups are fantastic for meeting people, right? So
yes, you have so many. All right. So what happens now? Somebody
told you 4 or 5 different ways to meet someone, and guess what? I never said once. Date online.
That's
I think dating
right.
online can be fantastic, and I think it's icing on your cake, and it's easier lead generation is what I would call that.
Cindy, as practice. You can connect with people online, you can meet someone for coffee, and it's practice. But don't assume that you're going to meet the person of your dreams. It's really not easy.
I've had several clients that are now engaged to be married and married through the app Tinder, which was known as a hookup app. It no longer is. And there are many successful men and women that use that app. And we could get into, you know, the particulars of online dating, but, you know, like you mentioned, Dr. Erica, it's really about, you know, being lighthearted about it and using it as an avenue to open yourself up to the process and, you know, really allowing that abundance in. Because once you start meeting men through different arenas, it's kind of like they come out of the woodwork everywhere. Next
it's
thing you
funny,
know,
it's, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that energy. So.
Yes.
So
all right, so once you meet this person, what do you recommend to help it become a longer relationship?
Yeah, it's a good question. One of the things that I do recommend, you know, I know how us women are. We're very relationally oriented, at least most of us are. And we prefer to be in a, you know, monogamous relationship. So that also takes time to develop. I recommend women dating 2 to 3 men, I like 3 actually the number, at a time. And the reason why is things can shift as you're getting to know someone. And if you don't have all of your attention on this one guy, and there might be the one guy that you really, really, really like, it'll automatically be easier. You know, men
mm-hmm.
go at their own pace at this, and women, what I see happening, and believe me, I've done this myself more times than I care to admit, you know, we start to obsess on, well, why aren't we hearing from them? Again, the negative, right? He hasn't called me yet, or this, he hasn't set up a date for the weekend. And the thing is, be easy breezy in the flow with it, and you're dating other people. So, and
not only dating other people, but also being with friends and doing your activities.
Yeah,
so
yes,
you're not so focused and needy. Mhm.
Yep. You're so into your own life and the things that you do and the things that you enjoy. And, you know, the man is, I say this a lot, icing on your cake, icing on your already really amazing cake. And
that's beautiful.
So, you know, he's a cherry on top, so to speak, right? So he's,
all right, but I have another question.
Yeah.
So why do men sometimes seem hot and cold? You know, they're pursuing you, and then the next minute, he's disappearing. I hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, there's many different reasons for this. Okay. there can be several different scenarios, but it's a guy in the beginning of pursuing you is, you know, he comes on strong, and then, you know, things are moving along quite swimmingly, and then all of a sudden he pulls away. So that can be for many different reasons. It can be, one, because he's not certain.
Mm-hmm.
Or you guys actually went too fast. And then all of a sudden he was like, you know, it's like he was in this amazing love affair with you. And a lot of times women make this mistake and not pace a man who's trying to go too quick. Part of the reason why you should date other people. So, and I always say, you know, beyond that, you know, give it a 90-day rule before you sleep with them. By and large, the reason why is, think about it. Most companies won't give you health insurance for the first 90 days. Why is that? A lot of people don't make it. And you start
right.
to see things, you know, you start to see things come out. In 90 days, I always say, you take it with a grain of salt for the first 90 days of your relationship. So at any rate, so he, you guys rush in, he, you know, and then he all of a sudden pulls back, which is painful, horrible, and different things going on. One, he's not emotionally in a place to really take on a real relationship. And in that case, as painful as a lesson as this was, you know, thank God, thank the universe, move ahead. One of the things that you do not do when he pulls away, because this is the number one mistake that women make, because all men will pull away at some point in time, is they'll try to reach out and get closer. And
right.
what will start to happen is that that serves as man repellent. And he's like, ew, or he doesn't see you as high value as you were in the past. Mm. And, you know, we're talking to women and men, and I work with amazing women that are really high value. But if you're reaching out to him, and that's one of the reasons why I don't suggest chasing them, you don't really know if he has a desire for you. You know, and if
mm-hmm.
he's like, oh, okay, let's get together. And then what happens is he starts giving you breadcrumbs and sees that, oh, all he has to do is put the minimal amount of work in to have a relationship with you or date you or see you once a week or every 3 weeks, then heck, he's going to do it. It's
mm-hmm.
it's human nature. Men need to work and achieve something. So they do need to work for you. And I'm not saying that you make him run a marathon or anything like that. You always need to let him know that you're interested and that it makes you happy to be around him. So that being said, that's a number one reason why I see they pull away. They're not really ready. And emotionally unavailable men will rush into a relationship in a false sense of intimacy, and then they'll pull out and go, whoa, and move on to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is the other guy. And actually, if you can, depending on the guy, if he's at a certain point in his life and he has been emotionally unavailable and you actually show up in a way that honors yourself and you're able to pace him, he may become your best boyfriend, potentially husband ever. But I don't want you to focus on that. What I do want you to focus on is a man that's in your present right now. So if he is, you know, gets really nice and excited about you and does some nice things, takes you out on a few nice dates, then all of a sudden he disappears, that's a very surefire sign that you need to not be in a committed relationship with him, having sex with him. You need to be continuing to date other people because he's either got something going on in his life that's precluding him from moving forward, or he's not sure about you.
Mhm. That's so true. All right. Another question at this point. What's the biggest challenge that successful women have when they're trying to find a lasting relationship?
Well, so the number one challenge that I see in with successful women really trying to find love and lasting love, I should say, is a lot of times because they're so achievement oriented. You know, maybe they've gone to some of the best colleges, or they're, you know, high up in their company, or they have their own company. They're very in that masculine driven energy. Right? This is talked
mm-hmm.
about quite a bit. And what happens is they use that same mindset in dating men, which
mm-hmm.
doesn't work for the type of men they're really interested in. And what happens is maybe even they'll date someone and things are going great, and he'll start to pull away, and she starts to do what she would do in business. Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Right.
And chances are some form of oxytocin has been released, so she feels bonded towards this man. Or even if she wasn't that interested and he pulls back, because successful women tend to be pretty competitive, they're like, hey, what's up? And men will do that too. So hear me out. If he pulls back, you just stay pulled back yourself. You actually back up a little bit more than he does, just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
You're so receptive. But what that does is it will show you, if he comes forward, that means typically they'll even usually talk about it at some point in time, and they'll be like, I've decided that, I like to move things forward with us. And
yeah.
You're like, because they're evaluating it and they're probably taking you seriously. So successful women, that's number one. I think a myth, I can tell you a big time myth that successful women have, and that's a lot of what I uncover in the series that you're a part of too, is that they think, men are intimidated by me and my success. They just
mm-hmm.
can't handle it. And they really aren't. Not a secure man. They're not. The thing is that if you show up and you're competitive with them about your achievements and the things that you have, they will look at you and they'll think, they might see you as more of a friend, because they don't want to compete with their woman. And they want to know that you have space in your life for him. So even if you have a big, big, beautiful house, great car, whatever, you still can be open to the fact that, you don't need to share all your accolades or how much money you've made or anything like that. Just be you. And men also need a little bit of reassurance. Let them know how much you appreciate spending time with them.
Wow. It's so simple, but it can be so difficult to do.
It can be. Because there's communication ways. There's ways to communicate that in a way that really makes a man think, and it
mm-hmm.
also makes him see the amazing, successful woman that you are, but you don't have to prove yourself to him. Your essence will
What you have
shine.
To prove to him is that you're confident, you enjoy your life, and that you really like him. Not so much
yep.
that you love him, that you like him, and you're interested in him, those kind of qualities. So you have so much wonderful information and techniques to share with people. So I'd like you to share two things. First, how can people get in touch with you if they want to get coaching or whatever you're offering? And
yep.
how can they find out about the summit? Although I do have the link on the page, which is Tell About Both.
Yes. So the link is the Successful Woman's Guide to Attract and Marry Her Man. Sign up for that guide, because literally it's a roadmap of amazing information that I strategically put in place for everyone to get the most value, right, out of it.
Yeah.
And if you're anything like me and you hate to wait, if you sign up for the summit, you can also purchase a bundle, which would mean you can purchase the guide, and you can listen to it at your leisure and re-access it at times that you need it. And I also did another series deeper around communication, learning techniques around communication, and what men are thinking when they pull away, and how to, on a deeper level, understand that, mitigate that in your own life. And as well, so you've got a couple choices there. Also, you can go to my site, and I am happy for anyone that listened to our wonderful call today. You know, you can sign up for a free love call, and I will talk to you about your unique situation and give you guidance around that. And if it makes sense, we'll see. But I'm really happy just to serve and help everyone.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Cindy Olin. It was fun listening to your perspective and how much you can help women and also men to achieve better relationships.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Well, thanks again for having me. And I really hope, I love what you do, and I hope this was helpful to everyone else out there.
Very helpful. Thank you. So I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get a free report about how to live to 100 and beyond and be healthy. And if you're ready for love, join the 30-Day Love Challenge, the next one when it's there. You can get that at my website, drericagoodstone.com, or come to my upcoming summit, which is the Sexual Reawakening Summit. There'll be more information soon, and that will be on my website, too.